Good evening, everybody. I now have 7 o'clock, so I will now call this regular session of council to order this day, Tuesday, March 17, 2026. Roll call, please.
Cody Browning.
Here.
Doug McCauley.
Here.
Carrie Meek.
Here.
Greg McMaster.
Here.
Chris Shea.
Here.
Okay. Would ask you stand. We lost an incredible citizen this past week in Larry Foltz. His generosity and his leadership and his character throughout this community, it would be tough to match. So I ask you to, let's just have a moment of silence for Larry's family. Thank you. Will you now join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, everybody. So let's move along. I will seek approval of council minutes from March 3rd, 2026, regular session. Any comments or corrections, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
No, sir.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
None for myself. May I have a motion to adopt the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Who made? Moved by Mr. McMaster, second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call, please.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye. Okay.
The minutes have been approved as presented. Any pending old business, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
None for myself. Anyone else? All right. Correspondence this evening.
We have one piece of correspondence from the Ohio Department of Commerce, Division of Liquor Control. All Class C and D retail permits that sell alcoholic beverages in your political subdivision will expire on June 1st, 2026. Every retail permit holder must timely file an online renewal application with the division to maintain their permit privileges and ability to sell alcoholic beverages. Ohio Revised Code Section 4303.271B provides the legislative authority with the right to object to the renewal of a retail permit and to request a hearing. This is your only opportunity to object to the renewal of problematic liquor permit premises in your community. Then it gives instructions on filing a objection, which must be postmarked no later than May 4th, 2026. A copy of this letter was given to all council members.
I usually speak on this, especially if we have new council members. So more or less, when they go to renew this, this is only people who already have them getting another one. We've never taken action on any since I've been solicitor. But what it's for is if we have one who's had a lot of trouble, we have a lot of, you know, fights, people in the street, all that stuff, you're allowed to ask for a hearing. You're not allowed to pull their liquor permit. It would actually come from the state of Ohio, but the state of Ohio takes it seriously. So if you guys voted and asked Justin and or I to send a letter down to them, then they would give someone a hearing. I also, as a former prosecutor and someone who does defense work and who has an office downtown basically between our most of our establishments, I always chime in personally, and I will say that as far as I'm aware, we don't really have issues with any of our drinking establishments beyond what you'd expect. But it is St. Paddy's Day, so maybe we'll wait till the end of the meeting. We could always change our minds.
To be determined. Okay. Any comments on that? All right. So let's move along. Any visitors wish to address council this evening? Let's move on to ordinance this evening. So we have a first reading. So would you please assign a number and give that first reading?
Ordinance number 2026-0-0. 23, designating the initial zoning classification of R1 single-family residential for recently annexed real property consisting of 5.648 acres owned by William and Yvonne Shear and Matthew and Katja Soper, and amending the official zoning map. Whereas this council did by ordinance number 2026-06 on February 3rd, 2026, except for annexation to this municipality, certain real property as described in Exhibit A. And whereas the City Planning Commission did at their March 5th, 2026 meeting recommend by motion that said real property be zoned as R1 single family residential. And whereas this council does further determine that the Planning Commission's recommendations reflect the best zoning classification for such area. Now therefore be it ordained by the Council City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the area described in attached Exhibit A be and the same as hereby established as R1 single-family residential, and that the official zoning district map of the City of Clyde shall be amended to show the zoning classification for such newly annexed area as hereby zoned. Section 2, that this ordinance shall take effect and be enforced from and after its passage at the earliest period allowed by law, and there is a map.
All right, you've heard the reading, the first reading of this ordinance. So comments, Mr. LeBen.
Final step in the long and labyrinth-like process of annexing a property into the city limits. Everything was done. It took a while, obviously, to get through it all. It went through the Planning Commission. They made their recommendation to rezone it as R1, give it that classification, which is what's surrounded by everything. So I would suspect that there will be no heavy traffic and crazy redevelopment happening on the Shears property, as found on Facebook, as what this ordinance would be about. But to my knowledge, there is nothing other than a single-family home that's always been there, will continue to stay, and that'll be it. And he'll be zoned just like everybody else in the area. And it went through the Planning Commission. 5-0, right, Ms. Me, if I remember? No questions, nobody came. So all good, happy to get this one wrapped up.
And the alternative would be to leave it unzoned, in which case we would have no control over what happens.
Against the recommendation of the Planning Commission,
right.
But yes.
Yeah. Any additional comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I appreciate the clarification, Justin.
Yeah.
I have nothing else.
Mr. Shea?
Facebook approves.
No comment for me. Anyone else? May I have a motion to, well, we'll do have a second reading of this at our next meeting, so move on from that one. So we're going to move on to resolutions this evening. So would you please assign a number and read first resolution.
Resolution number 2026-24, appointing James M. Recker to the Sandusky County Department of Public Health Board. Be resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1. James M. Recker of Clyde, Ohio is hereby appointed as Clyde's representative to the Sandusky County Department of Public Health to serve a five-year term. Said five-year term will commence on March 18, 2026 and will expire on February 28, 2031.
Resolution 2026-24 has been read. Comments, Mr. LeBan.
Obviously, we always have a little trouble getting people to be on boards. They're not beating down the doors anymore to join the good old boys club like they used to. So Mr. Recker approached me, actually, with this, a man I've never met, by the way, and said, I'd love to be on it. He's part of the Oxter Funeral Home now. I believe it's Recker Oxter. So good guy. And he said he was willing to take it on and talk to the public health about it, and they're all good, so happy to have them aboard and joining our club of insiders and good old boys.
Any additional comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I've had the opportunity to talk with James, and I believe his wife's name is Lisa, and they're a great, great addition to this community. They've got a great facility over there. And they're just really involved in the city, both he and his wife. And so I'm glad to see that he's getting more involved. Good family. Thank you.
Jim replaces Dean Oxter, who spent many, many years on that board. And Dean had informed me, and I passed it on to Justin, that this position would now be open because Dean had retired and moved to up on the lake. So Jim Recker is a neighbor, and I've talked to him many times, so thank you for filling that position. Comments from anyone else? May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-24?
So moved.
I will second that. Moved by Mr. Shea, second by myself. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye. Resolution 2026-24 has been adopted. Next resolution and number, please.
Resolution number 2026-25, reappointing Terry Cullen to the Clyde Civil Service Commission. Be resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio. Section 1, Terry Cullen of Clyde, Ohio is hereby appointed to his second full six-year term as the employee appointee on the Clyde Civil Service Commission, commencing May 1st, 2026, and expiring April 30th, 2032.
Okay, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments, Mr. LeBan?
Doesn't get any better. Let's talk about Mr. Cullen. Glad to have him along as part of our Deep State initiative here. Keeping him around is going to be, you know, going on the full six. We'll hopefully get another six out of him so we can cross a decade of him being part of our club.
Additional comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
Terry's another one I've known for many years. He's a good man, good public servant. Appreciate his coming on board.
Okay. No additional comments from me. Anyone else? May I have a motion to adopt this resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Browning, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Resolution 2026-25 has been adopted. Next resolution and number, please.
Resolution number 2026-26, authorizing the city manager to enter into a Community Housing Impact and Preservation Partnership, CHIP, agreement between Sandusky County, the City of Fremont, City of Clyde, and the City of Bellevue. Whereas Sandusky County, the City of Fremont, City of Clyde, and the City of Bellevue, the partners, wish to address various housing needs of low and moderate income residents of the county and cities. And whereas State of Ohio Department of Development, Office of Community Enhancement, provides financial assistance to local governments under its program year 2026 Community Housing Impact and Preservation CHIP program to address local housing needs, and whereas the partners are eligible to apply for CHIP funds for the State of Ohio, and whereas the partners desire to file a combined application under the CHIP program to receive financial assistance to address needs prioritized by the Local Housing Advisory Committee, now therefore be it resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1. The city manager is hereby authorized and directed to enter into a Community Housing Impact and Preservation Partnership Agreement, Exhibit A, between Sandusky County, the City of Fremont, the City of Clyde, and the City of Bellevue. Agreement is attached.
All right. Comments on this resolution, Mr. LeBan?
We pass this one every 2 years, I think. I think it's a program funded in either, I think it's a biennial cycle. Again, to try and get tax money back into the community. Our allocation is $300,000 or $400,000, and barely anyone takes advantage of it. We basically have to try and force it upon people. And you know how many we had last year, Mr. Brown? Three. So we only had three people take advantage. I mean, it's out there. We try and promote it, push it as best we can, but it's community money that circling back around. The city gets nothing out of it other than hopefully, you know, people can get some funds to fixing up their home, roofs. I think that was roofs, gutters, there's some inside stuff that can happen as well, but just part of our program to get money back into the community and hope to help people.
Justin, to be clear, this is free for us.
Free for us.
And
costs
this
us
is
nothing.
Trying to get back from Columbus some of the tax money our citizens would have already paid.
Yep.
So if we don't participate in this, we're turning down free money.
Yep. It just goes back into the main pool, and you know, the money goes back out there.
Comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
Well, sounds like a good program to be part of.
Yep. Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
This is $300,000, upwards of $300,000. This CHIP program is something that's been on my mind since I've been on council, because I can never see, how do we educate? How can we go about educating and people to take advantage of this? Some people are unaware that it even exists. Others perhaps could be too proud to seek that assistance, and how could we, you know, sort of buffer that. Years ago, I helped the neighbors where my parents lived in my old homestead be able to facilitate the CHIP grant for new sewer lines and things. It could be daunting for some people.
the amount of paperwork and things. I don't know if it's still, I can only imagine it's probably even more today than it was 20 years ago. But I would just like to know more about how do we go about educating and finding people within our community, because I know they're there in an abundance to help them out, besides going door to door.
In the last couple of years since I've found out about it, I've been printing out the information, taking it up to some of the shops, things like that, and getting it out there so that people can know about it.
Yeah.
At least in that way.
Along with that, there's a certain demographic age group that is not going to participate online. It's not going to seek that information. I'm particularly sensitive to that group. You know, how can we embrace them and to help them? So maybe this will be sometime just for a discussion. I mean, the more I know about it, I would love to be able to go out there. If you have to go door to door, so this is available to you. Is that something we could do that we're legally allowed to do? Can we solicit it for them? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's publicly available information, so I think you could spread it however you wanted. I don't know if we could use city employees on city time, but you guys as council members could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think economic development side could do it. If we were going to do something in writing, I would have to look into that. But I think anytime you're putting out publicly available information and spreading the word like that, you're fine.
They usually give us flyers. I don't know if I didn't get any flyers this time, so I think Mr. Brown, if you could remember just to reach back out to Tiffany there and see if she – they usually have some sort of promotional material that we give out. We store it up here. And part of it is the Byzantine process of the application and the multiple pages, and it's overwhelming for anyone.
It is.
It looks like a giant grant program. I mean, it's all your finance. It's just tons of stuff. And, I mean, some of the feedback I heard was, like, you take a look at it, you're like, I'm already overwhelmed.
Yeah.
This is – You clearly don't want to help me. So it's channeling into, probably some middle layer person to almost fill it out for them and help them do it is what you're looking at, if you really want to see it get used like it should.
Any idea how much money from a guesstimate of $300,000 was not used the last time around?
Well, I would say if only three, and they were up to only like $20,000, so, a lot.
Yeah.
Went back.
$240,000.
That does go back into the pot in other
that other communities are using. So.
We're not using.
Okay.
You do have to live in the property.
Yes.
So this does not help landlords.
It's not landlords.
It is meant for owners, to be clear with everyone. That's a misconception a lot of people have.
All right. Any comments on this? Any others? All right. I have a motion to adopt this resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. McMaster, second by Mr. Browning. Roll call.
Councilwoman Meek.
Abstain.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Okay, resolution 2026-26 has been adopted. Next, resolution and number, please.
Resolution number 2026-27, awarding a contract for the 2026 paving project to 7L Construction, LLC of Bellevue, Ohio. Whereas this council on January 20th, 2026, did pass resolution number 2026-07, authorizing the bidding for the 2026 Clyde paving project, and whereas said legal notice was advertised in a newspaper of general circulation, and whereas bids were received and opened for said project on February 27th, 2026, now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1. Council hereby authorizes the city manager to award the bid for said project to 7L Construction, LLC of Bellevue, Ohio, the awarded bidder, for the bid amount of $261,595.85. Section 2, this council further authorizes the city manager to execute any and all documents associated with said project, including change orders and additional work orders by either unit pricing or agreed-upon pricing by the city and the awarded bidder.
All right. Resolution 2026-27 has been read. Comments, Mr. LeBen?
Just a paving project for the year. Again, it was bid, published, bids were received. We got a lowest and best bid. good use of people's money, and we're going to get some stuff paved. It's what Paul does best.
I have a quick question, Justin. The ones who don't have a number next to them, does that mean they took a packet and didn't actually bid?
Yes.
Okay.
Comments? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
None for myself. Anyone else? Okay. May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-27?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea. Second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Resolution 2026-27 has been adopted. Next resolution and number.
Resolution number 2026-28, specifying the date for the primary special election to determine whether the City of Clyde, Ohio shall renew a 1.5% income tax and directing the Board of Elections to conduct the election. Be resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the Council of City of Clyde, Ohio does hereby resolve to place before the electorate of the City of Clyde, Ohio, upon the primary special election to be held May 5, 2026, the issue of whether the City of Clyde, Ohio shall renew a 1.5% income tax provided for in this resolution and in any ordinances, resolutions, and rules and regulation promulgated pursuant thereto in substantial form as the said proposed renewal ordinance being attached hereto and incorporated herein as if fully rewritten herein, provided that the ordinance to be adopted shall reflect that said levy shall be effective from January 1, 2027 through December 31, 2031. The tax is an annual tax levied on the income of every person residing in or earning or receiving income in the City of Clyde, and that the tax shall be measured by municipal taxable income. The City of Clyde is levying the tax in accordance with the limitations specified in Ohio Revised Code 718.04, and this resolution hereby incorporates the provisions of Ohio Revised Code 718.04. No credits, as described in Section D of Ohio Revised Code 718.04, will be issued by the City of Clyde unless specified in the attached tax code. This tax will be levied to fund general operations, maintenance, new equipment, extension and enlargement of municipal services and facilities, and capital improvements of the City of Clyde. Section 2, that the Board of Elections of Sandusky County, Ohio, be and is hereby authorized and directed to place said income tax issue upon the ballot for an August 4, 2026 special election in accordance with law and to conduct the election upon said issue. Section 3, the City Manager is hereby authorized and directed to file a copy of the proposed renewal ordinance with this resolution with the Board of Elections of Sandusky County at least 90 days prior to said primary special election and to further take whatever procedural steps may be required to ensure that said income tax issue be placed before the electorate of the City of Clyde, Ohio on said primary special election.
Okay, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments?
Just trying to get the renewal passed for and living within our means like we've been doing since the late 90s, I think, was when the 1.5 was the last time we had ever asked for an increase and it was passed. So it's been in place since, I think, 98. So that's it.
Frank, can I ask a question that I like to get out there in the public whenever this comes up?
Yes.
I'm surprising at this one, and I get that. But we have a few large employers in town, and we have a lot of people work in our town who don't live in our town.
That's
you
correct.
Do pay this if you don't live in our town.
Correct.
So when our voters vote on this, we generally receive half or more of the money from actual non-residents, correct?
That is correct.
Wonderful.
It was around 65% last I knew.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Additional comments, Mrs. Meek?
No, I think it's great that we can hold steady at 1.5 when we're seeing all the rest of them around us going up. So that makes me happy.
Mr. Browning?
No comments.
Mr. McMaster?
I had one question. Section 1 calls out May 5th, and Section 2 calls out August 4th.
Kyle, is it? Pardon.
So we'll have to make an edit.
May's.
Can we amend?
May 5th.
Yeah. Wait, what's May's correct, right?
No.
August is the correct one.
August is the correct one.
What's our primaries?
So it's going to be August 4th, not May 5th.
Second line.
Okay. Where's your May? Right here?
Yeah.
Right there.
It's only in it
line.
Once.
And then down in section two.
So can we get a motion or something to amend it to the August 4th?
Let's see if Mr. Shea has any questions first.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't have any questions.
And none for me, so I'll
good catch.
We'll need a motion to amend.
Motion to approve with amended date.
Yeah, so that's fine.
I would motion to approve with the Section 1, Line 2, date of May 5th, changed to August 4th to match Section 2.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, and second by Mr. Shea. So adopt Resolution 2026-28 with the amendment.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Resolution 2026-28 has been adopted. Next resolution. And number, please.
Resolution number 2026-29. Authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Ohm Advisors for construction, inspection, and administration for the Maple and Race Street Improvement Project. Be resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the city manager be and he is hereby authorized and directed to enter into an agreement with Ohm Advisors, the vendor, for construction, inspection, and administration services for the Maple and Race Street Improvement Project for the amount of $54,875 as per the attached quote. Section 2, that the expenditure of funds be and the same is hereby appropriated and authorized to be expended from the Permanent Improvement Fund. Section 3, this council further authorizes the city manager to execute any and all documents associated with this purchase, including change orders and or additional work orders by either unit or agreed upon pricing by the city and the vendor.
All right, you've heard the reading of Resolution 2026-29. Comments, Mr. LeBen.
So this is just the construction. I mean, pretty much everything's broke down in the proposal of professional services attachment that you can read. It's pretty comprehensive on what it's actually doing. Again, some projects we are able to handle some internal inspection, some we don't, and some are required by the ODOT grant agreements to bring in a third party. So that is what this is.
Comments, Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning.
I have none.
Mr. McMaster.
I have none.
Mr. Shea.
I have none.
Just one for me in concern for Race Street. What's the time frame for this? Of course, we know with the high school traffic, sports traffic and all that, what's the time frame for this project? Any idea?
I'm not positive. Okay. I'll ask Mr. Fizer tomorrow and have him get you an answer.
All right, thank you.
I thought he said it was kind of trying to get summer where it's all coordinated, if I remember right, but I'm sticking my head that it was going to be later and hope, like, maybe branch into the fall, but hopefully not.
Because I know at some point if that's going into the fall, there'll be need to be some coordination with the high school, bus traffic, student traffic, all of that. So, okay. Any additional comments on this? We have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-29.
So moved.
A second.
Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye. Resolution 2026-29 has been adopted. That concludes the legislation for this evening. So let's move on to administrative report, Mr. LeBen.
All right. I know it's in some of the reports, but the Woodland Avenue pump station works is apparently completed. I believe everything is pumping as it should. No surprises there, so good to have that done. Skipping around a little bit, I know in the raw waterline project, we got an email, and they are out there putting in clips and something that didn't come on the equipment from the manufacturer, so there is some additional work happening out there, I guess, so not real clear on how and when that's going to be done. I think they had to go back to every joint and put it in, so don't know. That's as far as I've got on where that's at, but they should be wrapping it up. I don't think it was a super comprehensive process, but then they're going to have to go back and patch stuff up again and whatnot. So, again, we went to kind of following in with that. The repair work behind our building, 102, 104 down there, wasn't so much a building issue with us, but it was an unclaimed for all of these years main sewer line that kind of we don't even know how far it actually runs. It's not on any maps. We don't really know where, why, or who owned it, how it got there. No one's really claimed responsibility. That includes us for this long time, and the school board is having issues. So It was always called a lateral. It's not a lateral. It's definitely a main. We got it fixed. Had to rip up some stuff, but fixed, more responsibility, more documentation. Not sure what the plan was again, but looks like everything is working as intended. They were having all kinds of backup issues in the building, and I know is where they're trying to head with that building. That's not a good for the sale of it, but and it was right behind our building. It looked like old clay tile that other conduits had been kind of pushed through, fell, and then were broke out the top of the clay and just caused there was stone backed up in there. So apparently it's like a 20-year issue that's been going on. So Johnny Montgomery and his crew got out there, got it done with DARS and fixed up, new pipes in, looks good. Again, it's all in this report too. Still going with ongoing discussions with on-site partners regarding the One Power and the Whirlpool, the behind-the-meter stuff, and where that project ended up. They're definitely looking at other options, trying to figure out what all their project's going to look like. Just, again, good discussion right now. He's still working with Whirlpool and the landowner on purchase and things, but discussion's ongoing. Just a reminder for next week's work session, which is set at 6 p.m. if I remember right, for residential building codes with Safe Built, just to get some discussion going, see how that goes. For the Evergreen closure, I think we set up a meeting next week to start talking to them about, you know, they do have a power purchase agreement, and the place looks like absolute hell back there. Just blowing everywhere, especially with this wind, so lots of issues to address with their team and things, which I guess we're still getting the locals. We don't even know what decision-making ability they have at this point and what they can really do, but begin working through that. I'll be down at AMP the next 2 days, and then the Structure Point did deliver the Nature Trail, kind of a comprehensive like a design with some bridge options, stone options, and then I did submit that to the state capital budget request just to see what more we can kind of get out of it. And we're targeting some grants again for next year doing, but at least we have some drawings. I'll make sure to, it's a little too big to email, so I'll get copies probably for the next meeting just so you can see it's 6 pages of stuff, just so it's got some visuals and costs so we know what we're looking at. So I'll get that to you here soon, and that's all I have for tonight.
Okay, thank you. Frank, allow me to apologize from our last meeting. I'm a creature of habit, and you spoke earlier, and then when it came your time, I skipped over you.
Oh,
so
that's fine. No apologies.
All right, Jerry.
Thank you. I'll direct you to the funds balance. Looking at the general, we do know bills were paid slow in 2025, which makes up some of that difference. Drawing your attention then, the other two are pretty normal, but to the electric, there's quite a difference there. As I looked back in 2025, the February bill was booked late, so that will be catching up in months to come. But one of the big things is in January and February of this year, our bills came in. One was $700,000 more than previous year. One was $500,000 more. So we, in essence, had the equivalent of one full month in addition over those 2 months. So that is a good portion between those two, a good portion of that difference. And as I looked back, of course, our carryover balance has decreased through the years, year after year, as with everything because of cost, it has decreased, which also factors into that. Then I did want to let you know, as far as in our office, as far as staffing, we will be hiring a new clerk one due to a resignation that I received this week. I sent you out the report with information about the audit and reconciliation in the preparation packet for tonight, and I will be following up with Jeff Beers tomorrow if I have not received anything via email by morning, as I was out of the office. I had to leave at 3 o'clock today. In talking with the Julian Group reconciliation team process, they did let me know we are zeroing in. We start out at over $300,000 off for the end of 2024. They've got that down below $27,000 now. And we have set up new processes for the double checks of the revenue and expenditures within the office to help alleviate any situations that may come in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for Frank? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
And none for myself. Thank you, Frank. Move on for council remarks this evening. Start with Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
Just kind of circling back to that CHIP agreement. I mean, the questions that you're asking, I mean, I think that is, you know, really important to actually get that out, especially we didn't spend or they didn't use that much money of it. That's kind of crazy. I mean, that we kind of left that just sitting there for individuals.
Every year. I mean, it's up to residents and people to apply. I mean, we've put it out. Like I said, I've always, my opinion, not to put everybody on blast or process, are there processes, but it can be cumbersome, at least the one that I saw. You know, and when you're not in IT like we did, it can be, look at all these fields is overwhelming. So, I mean, that is a factor. And we've kind of said, you know, go to the GLCAP office and, you know, talk to them. Maybe somebody can help you. Again, and a lot of it is pride and like they just don't know. It's, I don't know. I mean,
is there a local GLCAP office here? Like
Fremont. Fremont. Yeah, it's Fremont's the only one.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Oh. Tag on to his comments here. I would like to volunteer my time to at least go to GLCAT, sit down, go over the application, educate myself on it. I can think right now just of 10 places within a easy walk from here to just simply go and inquire and ask someone. And
is
that something?
Is the advisory meeting coming up?
I could do or.
Yeah, you can do it. The only like red flag I would think of is if you you'd be a little limited in how much paperwork you could do for somebody on their behalf.
Sure.
You can't get into the whole, you know, being their representative aspect unless you had like a prior relationship. But no, as far as you as a public official notifying people of it and educating yourself and being kind of a spokesperson for it, that's absolutely permitted. And there's nothing I could think of, because that's all publicly available information. So you're just, that's no different than you, you know, showing me the magazine and saying, you should go read this. It's the same deal. You're just doing it with grant information.
I would like to try to facilitate this in some sort of way, or to at least open the door for someone and then to bring a representative up CHIPS to take it to the next level. But I would need to educate myself on the daunting application for this, because like I said, I did this years ago and it was quite a bit, and my parents couldn't have handled it.
Would stuff like this be an opportunity, say at the Clyde Fair, for the city of Clyde to have their own booth that highlights programs like this and services of the city that, you know, people might not be aware of?
That's a great idea. It's a great idea. Today, if you're not on social media, and again, a certain demographic is not going to be a certain age group, be on that. And that's the age group that I'm sort of targeting.
There is certain targeting that you can do, too. I don't know exactly what's all publicly available, but it does. There are some income limitations, and they're not the same as certain government assistance programs, but you could target, you know, targeting by age. It's fairly simple to figure out. You can also do some targeting income-wise if you're able to work with just spitballing here. But, for example, if we could get some flyers on top of Meals on Wheels containers, if we could get some flyers on top of you know, some of those other programs, that would be very targeted for potential recipients.
Would anyone on council be opposed to me taking the initiative to go and educate myself on this and bring us back to you and see if we can –
No.
Facilitate this in some way?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any additional comments, Mr. Brown? Mr. McMaster?
I have nothing else.
Mr. Shea?
I have nothing.
Just a couple. I want to give an acknowledgement to Clyde Light and Power during these incredible wins that we had over the last several days. And you know, through social media, which I refuse to do, but I hear about it in a roundabout way, you know, I was out power for 2 hours. Well, live in Southern Ohio, and you'll be without power for 3 days. But you have somebody 30, 40 feet up in a bucket truck in the same wind that's taking everything down, doing the best that they can, and Clyde Light and Power is very shorthanded. But our power outage was, what, maybe an hour or so? So when the wind blows, things are going to happen. But, you know,
you know, have some common decency to appreciate what you do have.
I think Toledo, there's parts of Toledo still out right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw the mayor or somebody was going to live it, and it's taken days.
But when I went by and I saw them up in a bucket truck in these 60-mile-an-hour winds, and they're doing what they do, okay, you know, just have some respect. That's what I'm calling for, and some decency to, you know, appreciate what they do for you. So a couple other things is just a reminder for council, if you haven't filled out your I think it's your 2025 ethics report, make sure that you do that. I want to welcome former Councilman Steve Keegan. It's nice to see you out and about and coming up and joining us. I'm quite surprised that you have remained quiet through this whole thing. So I'll give you an opportunity. Okay. Good to see you anyway. So other than that, that's my comments for this evening. So anything else for the good of the order? All right. Motions this evening. Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning.
I have none.
Mr. McMaster.
I have none.
Mr. Shea.
No, sir.
All right. Then I move that we adjourn this meeting.
We'll second that.
All right. And second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Okay. This meeting is now adjourned.